This is Dr. Singh dictating from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y. Date of birth is 11-24-1946. Date of evaluation is 9-30-2022. HPI history page, psychiatric follow-up for management of... psychosis, comma, manic symptoms, history of present illness. This is a 75 years old male who was last seen on September 16, 2022. Post he was discharged to this facility from Sinai Grace Hospital. Patient was apparently walking and was hit by a cab and had suffered fracture of upper and lower end of left fibula and displaced bicondylar fracture of left tibia. He has multiple medical problems. Here he was very grandiose and delusional during my evaluation and acknowledged long-standing history of mental illness and believed that he was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. He had believed that he produced records with Marvin Gaye, Dinah Ross, and many other Motown artists. I had increased his lithium carbonate to 600 milligram at bedtime period. His lithium level was 0.8. During my evaluation, he was a little bit calmer today and not exhibiting pressured speech. He reports that he was seeing a psychiatrist in a clinic near Samaritan Hospital. Peter reports they had closed his case but reopened it when he walked into the clinic. Patient reports that he had no place to live and apparently lived in a motel. Reports that he needs to find a place where the rent is not more than $300. Patient's chart reports that on 9/27 his behavior was erratic and aggressive, and he was caught wandering around the building unsupervised. Nursing staff notes indicates that they were petitioning patient to crisis center. Yeah, it's not clear to me if he was sent to crisis center or not. Yeah, he wasn't preoccupied with watching porn as he had expressed to me at last visit. His compliance on medications is poor at times. He denied any thoughts of harm to self or others and did not seem to be as grandiose and delusional as before. Next paragraph, review system, no changes in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on September 16, 2022. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, lithium carbonate 600 milligram at bedtime, valproic acid 500 milligram twice a day, olanzapine 10 milligram at bedtime, Next paragraph, blood pressure 114 or 45, pulse 40, 60, 47, respiration 18. Next paragraph. General, appropriately groomed, a demeanor. Cooperative today, motor movements normal gait. Ambulating, holding on to wheelchair, speech. Normal, not as pressured as before, mood, euthymic, comma, somewhat elated at times, thought process, intact association, normal thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, but has been grandiose and delusional. Level of consciousness alert, oriented at times, memory intact for recent events, foreign knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited. Assessment plan, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, F25.0. Plans continue, lithium carbonate, Depakote and olanzapine as prescribed. If psychotic symptoms increase, may have to adjust olanzapine dose. Staff needs to monitor for any persistent mood changes, medication adverse effects, and notify our service. Period. Lithium level was 0.8. Disposition ongoing. Follow up with attending physician for medical management. Period. Social worker needs to explore a realistic possibility of discharge to a less restrictive setting upon medical stabilization. Procedure code 9930 9 under supplemental administrative common side effects of antipsychotics. Lithium, Depakote, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.